Matei.
Shall we pray?
Ishe mwari mutsvene makanaka, imitenzwe Jesu Kristu. Tinokutendai mangwanani ano nehasha dzenyu dzatiunza zvakare mukati meimba ino. Vana venyu, baba vachiuya kuzunzwa shoko renyu. Tinokutendai neprogramu yose yaenda mberi kwedu. Mwari wekumusoro kudenga, tinonamata kuti kuda kwenyu kuitwe pakati pevana venyu sezvazviri kumusoro kudenga. Pfungwa yenyu yakakwana, izere, iexpresswe, izadziswe pakukwana kwenguva. Tinozviziva nokutenda baba kuti mune godo nevanakoma nevanasikana venyu. Mune godo mwari wamakanaka nebasa rakanaka ramakatanga ratine vimbiso naro kuti mucharipedzesa. Mwari wamakanaka makarurama zviro kwazvo. Tinonamata mangwanani ano nokuisa programu dzatanzwa dzichitambanudzwa pano kuti mwari wekumusoro kudenga ruoko rwenyu runge ruri mazviri. Mwari wamakanaka zvigobudisa chakanaka. Mwari wamakanaka chinovandudza kereke yenyu, chinogutsa kereke yenyu, chinogutsa mwari wamakanaka kunyange kuronga kwenyu kwamakaziva nokuvana kwenyika isati yavambwa. Mangwanani ano Jehovha tinokumbira kuti kuita kwavanhu kwose kuve kunoshayiwa simba, asi kuita kwaJehovha kuchiva kuiko kunozviita. Nokuti imi Mwari hamukundwi, imi Mwari hamukurirwi, imi Mwari munozadzisa chirevo pakukwana kwenguva. Sokutaura kweshoko renyu baba kuri kunyange chiratidzo chikanonoka, asi mwari wamakanaka panguva yakafanira chichazadziswa. Tamirira kuzadziswa kwechiratidzo, tamirira kuitika mwari wamakanaka kwezvamakarongera kereke ino, tamirira mwari wamakanaka kuratidzwa kweshuviro yamakadzvara mukati mehanda dzevana venyu. Mwari wamakanaka tinonamata tichitenda kuti zvichava saizvozvo. Ndinonamata mangwanani ano baba nekunza mahamvuropa amarequest ari pano baba. Jehovha wangu makanaka, mukunyorwa kwavo pane shuo dziri pakadzika pemwoyo. Mwari wamakanaka dzaexpresswa pamahamvuropi nemakumbiro iri pano. Ndinonamata baba nemuzita raIshe Jesu Kristu kuti mupindire pamarequest aya. Umwe neumwe chaanoshuva ngachipiwe kwavari. Mwari wamakanaka vanorwara ngavapodzwe, vakaneta ngavasumudzirwe, vakabatwa nemweya yetsvina tinoirayira mangwanani ano nezita raIshe Jesu Kristu kuti vasunungurwe. Vana marequesta vangadai vainawo mukati meupenyu hwavo, vamwe vanoshayiwa mwari wamakanaka, vamwe vanoda mabasa, vamwe vanoda kukunda, vamwe vanoda mweya mutsvene. Tinonamata mangwanani ano baba kuti Mwari muvape sokushuvira kwevana venyu. Mwari vaunza panzvimbo yakanaka, kana bvute ravaranda mwari wamakanaka raipodza. Ko mwari wamakanaka mikumbiro yaunzwa kunyange papulpiti ino baba, pamunodzikira muchitaura zviri nyore sei baba kuti muchiva munozadzisa. Ngazvichiva saizvozvo. Tinonamata nokutenda zvichanaka chete. Jehovha mutsvene makarurama, ndazviisawo muruoko rwenyu. Mwari wamakanaka kana mandinzwira ngoni ndiiti sokuda kwenyu. Mwari wamakanaka sarudzai zvamunoda mangwanani ano, mushandise muromo wedhaka, ushandise mutumbi wevhu. Mwari wamakanaka mangotorawo hwamanda yevhu moiridza mangwanani ano. Mwari wamakanaka mangwanani ano tinoda a certain sounder, hatidi an uncertain sound Jehovha, tinoda a certain sounder. Oh Mwari wekumusoro kudenga, haleluya. Tinonamata mutsvene waIsraeri kuti mwari wamakanaka ivi munobatikana neshuwo dzomwoyo, munobatikana baba nevanorevesa, munobatikana baba nekereke yamakasanangura yamakadaidza munguva ine yekupedzesera. Ndinonamata baba nemuzita raIshe Jesu Kristu. Jehovha wedenga, Jehovha wehondo, burukirai mutabarenekere ino, zviratidzei baba. Oh Mwari makanaka, oh Mwari wenyasha, oh Mwari vanorangarira, oh Mwari vanonzwa miteuro. Burukai pakati pedu, burukai mukati mekereke ino, burukai baba mutaure, burukai baba mufambe fambe, muzadzise chirevo. Tinonamata mutsvene waIsraeri, tinodeketera mangwanani ano. Oh chipfuma Jehovha kuti munogona, tinoisa sevhi zino kwamuri, ndibatsirei baba. Takumbira nokutenda muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu nekusingaperi, amen. Song leader, you know the chorus, don't lose your vision of Jesus. Do it, you know this chorus, don't lose your vision. Don't lose your vision of Jesus, keep your eyes ever on Him. Many friends and dear loved ones have lost their way. They have lost their way. Don't lose vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes. Many friends have one. Have lost their way. They have lost their vision. One more time, church. One more time. Don't lose your vision. Keep focus. Don't lose your vision. Keep your eyes on Him. Many friends, loved ones have lost their way. They have lost their vision. Hallelujah. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. Many friends, dear love, have lost their way. Oh, they have lost their vision. What is a vision? It's sin. It's the target. Is the end result. But if, before you get to that, sometimes it's a long winding road. There are rivers to cross. There are mountains to climb. There are obstacles. But to get there, keep focus. Let no mountain, let no valley, let no obstacle ever get you to lose the vision. We are not here by chance. We are not here by mistake. But we are following a vision. Remember when Brother Branham was shown that vision? He saw even those dark hands in Africa. And I believe your hand was there also. You were seen in that vision also. And we keep focus in order to finally arrive there. Somewhere along the way, if you don't keep the focus, you lose the vision. Song leader, can you sing? Be still and know that I'm God. Be still. This morning, if your trust is in Jehovah, can you raise your hand? As the song leader sings, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
Naizvozvo vachatya zita raJehovha kubva kumavira zuva noumambo hwake kubva kumabvazuva nokuti uchauya sorwizi runodira runotinhwa nomweya waJehovha.
May God add blessings to the reading of His word as we take our seats.
We would
like to greet you all this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. As we certainly appreciate this time that the Lord has given us.
I'd
like to thank and appreciate the elders here for the work that they are doing in the announcement that was given. We believe slowly but inevitably we are getting there. In Shona they say Yekure inosvitsa.
In Shona they say it in that manner.
Mandikasike wakadana mandinonoke.
If you try and rush, you will not get anywhere. You only delay yourself.
Of your foot. When you make a move, make a move.
When you're
still calculating, be calculating.
Kana iwe uchiri kuweka samu.
Make a move, make a move.
Asika na wazo, soro yacho ya zofamba ipo wabuda
bubu. I'd like to really appreciate them and I believe we should really support them by prayer.
Tuwawayemura wetu, nafana kwa chisi
gira ni mnamati. For the work they are doing, that the Lord can give them strength.
Kutisheva gobapa o simba.
Amen. It's been a long, long winding road.
Yanga iri nzira yakareba yakamonoroka kwazvo.
Somehow you get there.
Asi ndinotenda kuti muchasvika neimwe nzira.
This morning,
ngwanani ano,
I would like to pick up a little subject here.
Da kutora musoro weshoko mudiki pano.
I would like to speak on the word of God is our fortress.
Da kutaura pamusoro pekuti shoko raMwari ndiyo nhare yedu.
With a thought there, the battle is not yours.
Is
the Lord's.
So don't
hijack a battle which is not yours. Let King Jesus. Let King Theophany. Fight it through. Now we have to have an attitude. Which is the right mental attitude. And when it is right. Then God is duty bound to act. Don't let anyone change your attitude. Don't let anyone change your scope of vision. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise. The conviction that you received by this message and the word. Let it stand. Through and through. Until Jesus comes. Man will always supplant and cheat and do otherwise. An arm of flesh can never help anyone. But God Himself through His Word is our absolute. So whenever we are moving, we are constantly looking at the mirror. And the mirror is the word. The message of the hour. The Bible. Where are we at? Where are we going? Where are we coming from? And we keep focused. There are many distractions that can come along the way. But as long as you are conscious of the vision, you keep looking at the vision.
Oh,
it might tarry, but surely it will come to pass. Amen. 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 You don't worry about stones. They don't worry about so and so is saying this to me. That is very normal. That is normal. If you don't see that, then certain things are not normal. I like this saying. This extract of this man, what he say?
He
says, do not worry much if stones are thrown at you. Because stones are only thrown at trees with the fruit.
Nekuti matomboka anotema miti nemuchero.
Unoenda pamugwava kana pamujanje.
To peach tree or mujanje tree.
Sengwa ine wonga uchikanda matombo tuite ndirikukuzha majanje.
I'm trying to harvest some majanje.
Munano kuti unorwara here.
Then people will look at you and
but
question
you
your sanity.
But around November, October.
Oranges are there.
Says, what are you doing? He says, you know, double to Ramaja.
I want to get some fruit.
So on a matombo achikandwa.
So if you see stones being thrown at you,
ziva kuti uri muchero, uri muti, ane muno muchero.
No, that you are a fruit yielding tree. Let them that throw. They must throw and enjoy the orange. No, you don't pick up a stone.
What
will you throw at somebody that doesn't have a fruit? Yes, I've got some marks, some scars.
But
you must enjoy my sweetness as a fruit.
Maponda yenyu mataka asino kuti munakirwe.
You have thrown stones at me, but that is what you must do to enjoy.
You just say it is well with my soul.
Kungoti zvakaringana.
Is it well with your soul?
Ko zvakaringana here nemweya
wako. Whatever surrounds you, whatever is happening, it is well with my soul.
Zvirikuitika zvakaringana mumwe wako.
There is this thing.
Pane nyaya iri.
What this man said.
Okay.
How the song "It Is Well With My Soul" was actually composed.
Kuti ruyoro kuti "It Is Well With My Soul" rakazonyorwa zvaita sei.
It is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well. We vanhu vanofunga kuti chimbo ichi chimbwa, kuriwo zvinhu zvakanaka, hapana chinonetsa, utano huripo, nyaya dzakamira zvakanaka. Aiwa,
people think many a times that when this chizauro
chaunenge uinacho
mumatambudziko
namasituation,
in the midst of
woti namwari wangu zvose zvakanaka.
Lord, it is well,
nokuti hondo haiziri yako,
because the battle is not
yours,
it is the Lord.
Siya arwe hondo dzako,
must leave him do the fighting.
Ndiwo todo kumukanganisa.
Now you want to disturb him.
Inzwa.
Listen.
The song "It Is Well With My Soul"
Ruyuru, "It Is Well With My Soul"
was written by a successful Christian lawyer.
Rakanyorwa nemwe gweta rakabudirira chiKristu.
He had two girls and a wife.
Akanga ane vanasikana vaviri nemudzimai.
And the family planned a summer trip to go overseas.
Ndokubva varonga kuti tidakuenda mhiri kwemakungwa.
Sometimes when you sing these songs, it's good to know the background. Since he had a lot of work to do, he sent his family and decided to follow them later. He heard the news while on the following ship. That another ship had capsized. And he knew that his family was there since they mentioned the name of the ship. On his return home, his law firm was burned down.
Kambani yake yemagweta yakatsva. Now the wife and children are gone.
Otuka kumba kambani yake ogweta building anga kavaka yakatsva kuparara.
His law firm and investments, they all been burned down by the Chicago fire.
And the insurance refused to pay.
Why have insurance vakaramba kubhadhara?
They said it's an act of God.
Vakati isu hatibhadhari kuita kwaMwari uku.
Can I tell you?
Regani kutaurire.
Some of the things you say is Satan, 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 Satan.
Zvimwe zvinhu zvaunenge uchiti Satan, Satan, Satan.
If God wanted, he would tell you.
Mwari kana achida anogona kutaurira.
It's my act.
Kuti ruoko urwu iruoko rwangu.
But the scripture says all things work together for.
Varoti zvinhu zvose zvinoshanda.
You might not see the good now.
Unogona kusaona kunanga kwazvo iko zvino.
But surely time will tell.
Asi nguva ndo inozokutsanangurira.
Time has a language.
Nguva ine mutauro.
Time has a language.
Nguva ine mutauro wayo.
Look at these insurance people. It's an act of God. If it was you, would say, how can you say it's an act of God?
There
is no God. I've been worshipping him. I'm told now my wife and my two children I caught. And now I see all that I've worked for in my life.
It's now gone.
I don't know whether these people, insurance people, were believers or not, but they say it's an act of God.
Insurance
an unbeliever is saying it's an act of God. But a believer who has been believing for 20 years is saying, Satan, Satan, Satan.
Satan.
No. Don't be quick to say Satan.
I want to manage with Satan.
Once the Mingua Satan was only go out of the train,
why are you crying? You're blaming me for everything that's going wrong.
They said it's an act of God. He had no money to pay for his house. No work. He also lost his house. If it was you, what would you be saying to your God?
Others stop coming for service. Now I'm going to the Mazibabas to the
sect. I am sitting at home and
seeing God
is here.
These are people that worship without revelation. You must worship God with the revelation. Let the rain come. Let the fire come. Let sickness and trouble come. I and my God, I will serve him anyhow. Worshipping doesn't want those that just join
baba,
you. You're following father, you're following mother. You're following your brother.
Brother.
When the brother falls, you fall with the
brother.
When the wife falls down, you're going to fall together with him. My wife always says this. Some of these that come to church. Now the husband fell. Then you see the wife is following. If my daughter had been saved, when the husband fell, she would have continued to
stand
in the prayer. We're going to return the man back to worship. But then when the woman fell, the wife falls, the husband falls.
My wife always tells me, Baba,
if you've come to a point that you don't want to, you have left the way.
This sister Lina,
that sister Lina telling me,
this is
I am not going to leave this. You're going to fall on your own. Because I got a personal revelation to worship my God on my own, I will proceed and continue worshiping.
But when you are following a man,
can I tell him,
when a man backslides, you backslide with him. When you are following your husband,
can I tell him,
when your husband backslides, you backslide with him. When you are following a friend,
can I tell him,
when a friend backslides, you backslide also. Brother, don't lose your vision. Husband or wife, child or mother, don't lose your vision. Heaven is too precious. Never let anyone stand in your way. Keep standing on the bona fide way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen, somebody. Say
amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Where
we are going, it's a hard
one.
If you follow the man, you are not going to be on the
beach.
But if you heard the word, the true word, and it puts you, you are going to continue sitting
on you.
I am going to persevere right on the cross until I get my rest.
Brother, this message is too precious. This message is a great message. We are following a message. We are following a pillar of fire. We are following a message that has been vindicated. Hallelujah. We won't take a yes for a no. And we won't take a no for a yes. Men will come and go. But this message, this is God's message. It will stand the test of time. It will stand the pressure of time. They say it, we won't pay, it's an act of God. We have no money to pay for his house. And no work. He also lost his house.
This has happened. What will you do?
The prophet says, don't make a decision under pressure. It was a decision that's made under pressure many times. The pressure rises into something which under normal circumstances you wouldn't be. That's why I appreciate this elder, the way they are taking it. Little by little. Little by little. Checking all the sides.
Things happening. Things
going. Things falling. Until finally, we will arrive there. Ndinonakirwa komana ndege rarova 0.707 zikwandas rarova 10 hours ukakotsira ukamuka ukaimba ukaverika spoken word wozoona right now we are landing now 15 minutes we will be landing valenda chimbomirai murimo musatanga kusumuka tichakuudzai
follow instructions. Follow instructions.
Very soon vachange vakuvhura madoor onza kwetsu kwetsu unoona wara wara. No, we are now here.
We are confident.
The journey has been long. The journey has been wearisome. But finally we get there. And it's happening, Mishari, you only must neta, only much neta, Nukugara, Nukurega, but there is somebody for 10 hours who is not sleeping. I've watched, I enjoy these planes, you know, the watch, but you don't crash.
I've watched the air
crash.
They're looking to at one another.
They don't crash. Pilots never give up.
They will keep fighting.
Even I can't, you know, don't have people. Every dog who
is open the door to leave.
They know the others. But they will try all. And many times, finally.
The
pilot never gives up.
The
pilot never gets despondent. He's right there. Right there. Come on, elders. Remain there. Remain in the cockpit. Yes. You might hear a danger warning sound.
Alarm.
Good, right. Right now,
Ikozino.
Power is failing.
My engine adzima.
Avatis, nyangwari my pilots, H-cards, I've watched
even
them.
Even the female pilots, they don't run. They are trained.
This is them going. Right. Okay, down, right. Up. Right,
pull
okay,
up.
Fine. Right, down.
Pull down.
Until Archer.
Until
and chances are that one will survive.
Chances are that
rather, there will be some survivors. There will be some survivors. Who will be there in the rapture? There will be some survivors. Who will be resurrected? There will be some survivors. Who will be changed in the changing of an eye? Keep holding on. And
you see a plane. Say tomorrow I'm not going to board the plane.
Because
you fell down, will you say
so
I'm going to walk again? You continue eating.
It's an accident.
It is an accident of life. You meet up with him.
But
life goes on.
Church,
the church goes into accident. And the church will continue. The believers go on. Because the word is progressing. God will never change.
Jesus will never change. Look away to Jesus. Then while sitting and thinking, that lawyer, what's happening to him? Being a spiritual person, he wrote a song. Whatever, my Lord, you have taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Oh,
after all that
he did not come. A good attitude will determine your altitude. Your good attitude will determine your altitude. I was going to speak on attitude, but I kind of like change. He says now, when you look at your life, look at your career, your job, or your family life, what do you say? Do you praise God? Do you blame the devil? Eastly Church, this morning, what is your attitude? What are you saying? Do you blame God? A good attitude towards God makes him move on your behalf. Be still and know that I am God. Just sit down and say,
what?
Today, God, it is well with my soul. Briefly and quickly, I take these comments. I'm speaking on the word of God is our fortress. The subject, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. The scripture says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. So you see, this is when the enemy shall come in like a flood. So the scripture is telling you, the enemy can, the enemy will. It's his duty. You cannot deny him. But for whatever he does, to a believer, it's promised overcoming power. Since if you rise up, coming in like a flood,
now,
do you know what a flood is like? A flood is a pile of water. Like you saw with this Idai, you see mountains of water. The whole idea is to engulf and cover and obliterate and it covers you, it kills you, it finishes you. That's the intention of a flood. That's the intention of the devil. But after the flood, there is no trace. After the flood, you will be back in the pub drinking. After the flood, you will be back smoking. After the flood, you will be back womanizing. After the flood, then you say, I won't go to church anymore. There is no church. There is nothing like the message. Brother, we have seen men who have been engulfed by floods. And today, yes, they are still living. But it's written R.I.P. While they move. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible is telling you that when the devil comes, he comes through force. And when a flood comes, brother, he doesn't worry about the insects. He doesn't worry about the elephants. He doesn't worry about your babies. He doesn't worry about your husband working in the sea. He doesn't worry about a businessman who has got a house on the seashore resting. Brother, it just comes anyhow. And the purpose is to destroy. But my scripture tells me that when he comes like that, the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah. He doesn't say you, the person. He doesn't say what, the elephant. But the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
So
where do you come in, my brother? Where do you come in, sister? You don't have a standard. But the Spirit of the Lord has a standard. And how do you get that standard? Lord, here we are. Here I am, laying in the presence of the sun. Let the rays of the golden shine on me. In other words, you are laying in his presence. You are in prayer. You are reading. Yesterday morning, I just went early. I went in there or start, but I was visited by some. So I was just went there and said, Lord, I cannot even say nothing. But I'm just laying in your presence. What I know, you are still the living God. And what I know is you fight battles. And you win all the battles. You have never fought a battle that you lost. You cannot count on him losing any battle. In other words, the moment you start to fight his battles, he folds his hands and says, fight and let's see. And before long, my brother, you'll be back defeated, rejected, and you give up. Let God fight his battles. But as for our battles, we fight them on our knees. You kneel down to pray. You find the pillar of fire comes down. The presence of the Lord comes in that room. God signifying, I am right here with you. You are not little flock. You are not little flock. I am with you. The battle is not yours. Let's not put the human element. Because the human element will never get us anywhere. Look at Uzzah. He wanted to help the earth. But the way he wanted to help was by human sympathy. He sees it's almost falling. He goes, no, the ark is falling. You know, the tables are so near, therefore they will break. And for that reason, he was stricken down. In other words, what was it? What was the lesson? God will fight his battles. Kunyange areka yanga yarereka. Asi areka yanga inuburitswa.
The ark has gotten on.
Kunyange akato tilta 90 degrees. Asi yanga inuburitswa.
The ark has gotten on.
Ribatsirai.
Lord help us.
For doing supposedly a good thing, he lost his life. Because it's how you do it. Why you do it? Have you been told to do it? Is God saying yes, do it? Yes, it looks good. Yes, it looks nice. Yes, you can have your own reasons. But is God saying yes?
It's a good thing to
do. Kuti areka yanga ichadona azvakanaka iyo haina kudona asi iwewe ndakudila newe.
But I am going to strike you.
Office and officer.
Office nimbati wa.
Now, so he says the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Who raised the standard? God will raise the standard. The Spirit of the Lord, that same Holy Ghost you have received, he will raise the standard. It's inhuman to put themselves into it. I will fight.
chamira.
I will hit her.
Do you even have a hand to strike? There are some arms that can strike you. You will not see when they are coming. You will be stricken by something. You don't know. You see yourself falling down. What has happened?
You
were stricken by an unseen hand. You woke up.
In the dance.
But by revelation, says, who are you, Lord? By revelation.
So the standard of God is the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God operates with the Word of God. That's why we read the scripture, the Word of God is our fortress. In other words, when we are in trouble, when we are despondent, when we are about to give up, don't be pressurized by your own thoughts. Go back and appeal to the higher office and the higher office.
Office
is none other but the Word.
When
it's not either Zanananga, the Wanda and Zandikunda,
when you go to that tape in
Doris, I put the place.
Then I put my
earphones. Unande.
You feel better.
And I'm going to run my bar. What I'm going to
do
is one by one. One by one. One by one. One by one. But sometimes we have spent 5 hours discussing.
5 hours.
20 hours discussing.
20 hours.
Arguing and doing those. But my brother, my sister, there is somebody way up higher there. To whom you can appeal, and he will give an answer right there. Telephone to glory. This switchboard is never too busy.
It doesn't say number busy.
Okay, fine. There's no pinda.
All the calls they
got. Yeah, who's been assigned and who's made things right. So the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. Let me tell you, I can never raise a standard. You can never raise a standard. No preacher can ever raise a standard. No bishop can ever raise a standard. No husband can ever raise a standard. It's the Spirit of the Lord that will raise a standard. Are we together? Say amen if we are together. So when there is trouble, what do you appeal to? Appeal it to him. Because he's the one who can raise the standard. Now I read paragraph 12 of the Pool of Bethesda. He says, shall we bow our heads? Heavenly Father, our hearts are made happy to know that we have lived and seen the day when the enemy comes in like a flood. He says, we have lived and seen the day when the enemy comes in like a flood. That's why you see the four living creatures, even as the horse riders were going, starting from the white, the red, the black, and the pale horse rider. Those were the standards of the devil. But the Spirit of the Lord was raising a standard, sending there maybe the four-footed beasts, the lion, the ox, rising up to the man. He was now way up the ground. And finally, in this day, he sent that eagle anointed. He says, we thank God that we have seen the day when the enemy comes in like a flood. Because with the pale horse rider, he says, political demons and moral devils and all these devils now have intermingled. They are now working together. But at that time of the pale horse rider, God has sent us a prophet with an eagle anointing. We have seen the day when the enemy comes in like a flood. But God sent an anointing. He raised a standard by the eagle anointing. And he picked up those demons which were in that mixture, and he cut them to size. Let the bride free for that day. Release an anointing that's above the influence of
the pale horse rider above the influence of all these other riders. The Spirit of the Lord will raise the standard. Look, brother, what has kept you so far? Your brother who went to the Methodist, he's no longer serving the Lord. Where has he gone to? But you are still serving the Lord. Why? There is an anointing that goes with what God has released for the day. Because each day has its own trial. Each day has its own temptation. And God releases an anointing that will counter the anointing of the enemy. Don't you fear? God has already released his name in this message. As you feed upon it, that anointing is upon you. So he says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he says, but you say it. He says, I will raise up a standard against it. He says, I will raise up a standard against it. And tonight, sitting in this tent, the anointing of the Holy Spirit here, men and women, their hearts filled with thy goodness, ready to sacrifice their life for the faith in God.
Brother,
you know that serving God is a sacrifice. And when you talk of sacrifices, brother, sometimes it's heartbreaking. But there has to be a sacrifice. In types and shadows, that's why in the Old Testament they took their sheep, they took their ox, they took their gods, all the way struggling. It's a sacrifice to take their sacrifice to the altar. And also serving the Lord in this day, you are sacrificing a lot of things. Sacrificing your time, sacrificing your friends, sometimes sacrificing even your wife. She can tell you, I'm not going to your church. I stay here in the Methodist. But you sacrifice to live here. Praying that someday she will see it. It's a sacrifice. So let's not just want to take it easy. We have to sacrifice. When you talk of a sacrifice, it's something you put in. It's something that you do with pain. It's something you do sometimes with ridicule. But you say, it's for my Lord. Okay. I pray that you will come in the power and will make yourself known tonight among your children. Now, God is our fortress. Now, our scripture said, Samuel says, 22:2-3. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. You know the scripture says, if you build a house, build it on a rock. When the storms come, it will stand the test of time. In other words, whatever building you build, it has to stand the test of time. You say you are a believer today, you will have to stand the test of time. Storms of time will come. Oh Lord, I want to save you. Lord, I will stand with you. One time Jesus said to his disciples, he said, whoever wants to follow me, he says, you will eat my flesh. He says, eat my flesh. So you are a cannibal. How can we eat cannibals? He says, from that day henceforth, they never walked with him. They went their way. Sometimes certain things are said deliberately to put off whoever has to be put off. Yet God has good intentions. Hallelujah! So you see, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. A fort is a place that is secure. It's a place that the enemy cannot get to. Many times it's in a rock. And maybe within a rock there is a cave so small. Sometimes the squirrel just goes in there. And once the squirrel has gone in there, forget ever about catching it. Because it's right inside the fortress. The dogs might be barking outside. And
the
boys
and
men,
they were
early 70s.
With the bus, the crowbars in early 70s, I remember.
There was some
Ndova that
nuts, Ndova zakwira mugomo.
Saka chase those.
Panare, ube dongwe na pandika mwe kanare, kadiki ndova yando pinda mba.
In a little
imbwa zikadzuko.
Dogs are barking.
Iri menoti hukurai, muko hukura, asi muno mutakagara zvakanaka.
But we are safe and secure.
Ino muchi hukura. Muchiko hukura. Saka ibaba chii chakaitika? Takabva tatora mugofu manje. Mutakadza kuti iyi haizi nhare yakasimba.
This is not a good thing.
Ndobva tatanga kugofu. Ndotanga kugofu. Tanga kuzvapa. Chobuda china manze. Mbwadzi ngo. Fortunately ndoda kuti yanga haizi nhare yakasimba. Takatanga kuona vakomana ropa. Mugofu rudare ropa. Kudzamara takazobaya. Ndokuzva kuti mugofu wanyatsopinda mudumbu wanobudira kuseri. Ndokuzuzurudza ndokubudisa.
Through the animal and
the animal.
That was
good. That means an infallible force. Then goes
into
the animal.
Nothing will find you there.
Shokura mari nare yako.
Tisira
kutisiro iwo. Vanotaura vangataura. Vanoita zvavanoita vanoita. Asi hapana chinokuwana.
But nothing will find you in there.
Zvipopi zvoku.
Ozvadi
hukura. Asi zvere kwangu nedombo. Pinda muno pinda tona.
Hakusvikikuno. You cannot enter.
Hakusvikikuno.
You cannot enter.
Kunotakagara zvakanaka.
We are in a
pavilion. Kunotakazorora. Mukristu wechokwadi nyangwe zvikanetsa. Nyangwe zvikaoma. Uri munhare tenzeso Kristu. Ramba wakazorora ipapo.
Continue resting in there.
Hapana chinokuwana mushoko.
Nothing will find you in the word.
Asi makadanga kuchoredzera nokudimbudzira.
But if you want to fall by the wayside.
Nare yako haina kusimba.
Now the fortress will not be secure. You are just going to be
locked down.
Ndokana
ndaka kuterera shamwa kuti chishaura zvakapana.
Ndombo
tashaiza mukoma. Unoimba nezvo zviri moyo wako.
Sings with everything that is within.
Our veterans. These ones are
veterans.
But mufana unoimba zvi nemoyo wese.
Sings with everything that is within.
He
sings with his heart.
Unogara munhati munomwe. Vamwe unotonzwana vamuti hakunze kuri kutonhora asi muno muri kuno temperature is normal. Kunze kunze kuri kupisa imomo mune temperature inogara iri constant. Mukristu wechokwadi anogara pashoko kana ari pashoko. It is well with my soul.
Zvakaringana.
In other words, temperature yako uri pashoko.
Temperature when you are in the
world is always well.
Is always constantly well.
Mambudzi zvaitika. Mambudzi zvaitika. Unotiwe mbira painenge iri mukati umo handi imbwa dziri kukura
handi
migofo imwe gofo iyo
nyambapa
yapinda kudaika yanodai futi yanodai futi yazodai yangokaisa waya ingangodai yozodai asi ukaishaindo why? Temperature iri right.
Because the temperature
Mambanani
is
right. Satan.
This morning the devil.
Iri right by Isli Tabernacle.
We are well in Isli Tabernacle.
Takamira sakana.
We are safe and secure.
Temperature iri right.
The temperature is okay.
Matiri mushoko muno makamira sakana.
We are in the word and the temperature is right.
Zipopi zvinoti.
The dogs are barking.
Zvinopedzisira nzara yakuruma.
Then they now get hungry.
Unoona chimwe chafugama.
You must bark whilst you're standing up.
Dane bainokura waitoda puwa pelo. Mandiri muna mupindike.
You cannot enter where
kana uri mushoka musikike.
Kana uri mnakisa
musikike.
Makuwa
akubate.
Makuwa
akubate.
Nokuti
uri munha.
Because you are in a fortress.
Hallelujah. No amount of barking will ever threaten you. This guy is making noise, man.
Let me get some rest when I wake up.
The
dog will be gone. And then you start snoring.
Hear
the
buggy.
Then the buggy is going.
Yeah. It's going. Then you start snoring. Mangwana ndo peino tanga manje yobuda zvayo mbira ya yeida pamusoro pegomo.
Then it comes to the top of the mountain. and it starts making noise. Just checking the temperature. It's making some noise.
These
are the examples we have.
Nando's
and chicken in
where there is a place where it starts from. So he says, He is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. The God of my rock. In him will I trust.
It's
the tabernacle. Trust in the God. The God of your trust. Your deliverer. Look the way you have come. You have come a long way, friends. The rapture is around the corner. Don't let anything distort you anymore. The rapture is around the corner. Let's now just work on polishing up our souls.
Let's keep focus.
We have come a long way. Where we are going even much closer.
Some of you elders, the time is running out. If we could just be carelessly, we would tell you.
You've got
6 months,
you've
got running. When you know that time is short, you start thinking rationally. Now, but God is good, you won't tell you.
You have 50 or 100 years.
I think you've got like 100 years.
Men and brethren,
what more shall we want?
Shoko takari wana.
We got the word.
Pano tiri kutenda. Vana takabari ya pano.
Vasukuru wali po
takabara pano.
Grandchildren.
Amungadi yeregulera vana mshona wachenda. Imbo mulo tanga kukotama. Enyi mchikotama. Mutanga obata mchimbo. Zizukuru mosairi ya kumberi. Zichinda wosona. Kamzukuru wawo. Kani gako ya pana. Danzi. Sisa. Shoko. Oh, ndinoda. Unona darota ngonye mwerota. Musana uruku wadza shawo. Asukuru wadza chiripo. Walera kusika. Pokuto hakuona.
You are seeing the fruits of your work.
Be consistent. Let me tell you in life. Let me tell you the principle of life. Be consistent. Be resolute.
People will
laugh
at you.
They are going to look for you. Because you have stood the test of time. It's darkest before dawn. Every church will go through its trials. And you are no exceptions. If God wants to give us time to live here on earth,
you see that the things we've passed through, you wonder and marvel at what others are going to go through.
The trials you are getting are even better or slightly better than others.
When you leave this stage,
you see what you have done.
But this is what I have prepared for you.
Amen.
makateta mapayoni akakutangira yakakaenda
mberivakakusakurai
nzenoka saka chinyikwa wamuita youare just writing on their testimony writing on this. The prophet has already come and gone. He has given us the quotations. He has given us the message. We are just riding on his reputation, riding on the message that he preached.
What will be troublesome?
There is an answer book. There is
an answer book.
So your problem, your answer is in your problem. Because problem,
the problem you
see,
it's got a solution.
So you don't run away from a problem.
Because
the problem already has a solution. What does the Lord say about a problem? What does he instruct the church about a problem? The answer is in the problem. That's why you see in the Bible you have men like Daniel.
That's why in the Bible there's men like
Daniel.
What happened? It was done to some of us here.
We
would have seen others in
the Botswana. But watch those men, brother. Those three Hebrew children, they realize that we are not afraid of the fire. We are not afraid of the threats. We are not afraid of what men can say. Yes, he is a king. Yes, he has made a ruling. But we have a king above kings. We have a Lord above lords. That's our God. Even if he decides to save us or to destroy us, we will go in the fire anyhow. They had a revelation that this problem they were facing, their answer was in the problem. That's why Brother Brown says,
until you solve that problem.
Because you are part of the problem. So you have to solve it. Muripo. Because
until things get well.
In my matanga on today's makora now it's over 40 years. Unonga apabeti problem.
Do you think that we have
any problem? My namu, I'm problem.
My namu, I haven't had problems before.
Na wakadiyo.
Wakadiyo.
Oh, fine. Kind of wakadiyo here in the wapuma.
Kano ne pavo.
And it's been what? Baba, kambo daiso. Because kumira panzi. My brother, no.
The brothers, they strike.
Some you of mean, brother, I can strike and pastor. Bangwa and Kanga and sister. Nanda wa tauri la ini.
I told you.
He would tell ini nanda wya. The wasaundi biki la
mungu. The brother,
you know, don't go past. Baga phone aga. Daga zo warira. Fivefold, daga warira.
Fivefold.
You can go to brother.
Are you a brother?
No, we're going to Mzimaika. Ndiweka.
You're
what? You're what? You're what? You're
eating yourself. Are you still saying?
I see. Let's look at food, including me.
Takasiana. Are we different?
Brother, you wouldn't put it there. You
could have arrested
me.
Did you do that?
In other words, muneta matambudziko asi munosorova mosota semuri moendelea mberi.
You continue.
Problems are challenges to prove where you are standing, to check on your conviction, to check on how focused you are on the vision. Don't let problems take you away from the vision.
Amen. This corner.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The
father child, your brother was from Zaruoka, and I want to have
a brother with an amen.
So you see right there that. Okay. So it's my fortress. It says, in him will I trust.
Who?
I will trust in the fortress. I will trust in whom I can, one whom I can hide in. He is my shield. Shield in no walk.
He's a shield that will shield from the arrows. Then the arrows.
In other words,
the
don't
shield.
You vicky so
chaco. That is what you use as your shield.
Don't take Zinzakadai on personal levels.
Don't take things like this
take
on personal
spiritual realm.
Leave it in the spiritual realm.
It's spiritual. And spiritual battles are fought and won spiritually, not physically. But when it degenerates into fights and manhandling,
you have left the faith.
Say amen, somebody.
God say amen.
So he says, he's my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. 2 Chronicles 20:15-17. And he said, how can he, O Judah? The battle is not yours. It's the Lord.
Now, there was a battle that was
planned.
There were weapons that were made.
Judah
and Judah was the rest.
Judah is what you know.
Judah knew that they believed in the Lord. We will not go anywhere.
He said, how can ye, O Judah,
and
the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King
Jehoshaphat?
Thus says the Lord unto you. Sometimes
we must get into the inner closet. We will come with the voice of the Lord. Let's go and honor our leaders as family. As friends,
instead of 3 hours of discussion, sitting
in First Street on the beach.
And I'm in the toilet,
for an hour. You might come out with an answer.
Thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. There was a multitude. It was a flood. And Judah was seeing that. We won't survive. We won't make it. Look at their ammunition. Look at their captain. But brother, sister, he says, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's.
Hondo yazo.
Giro.
Battle of angels.
They will
fight for the saints.
He says, for the battle is not yours but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you.
Oh,
Judah.
And
Jerusalem.
Fear
not. Nor be dismayed. Tomorrow. Go out against them. For the Lord will be with you. It's the tabernacle.
It's the tabernacle.
Be not be afraid.
It's a battle that was coming. Israel had ammunition. But listen to what God said. In this battle, you shall not need to fight. But
you won't need to fight. Set yourself and see. So the only thing they were going to do is exercise their sense of sight.
And see what God is doing.
But there's no only to say.
We see them.
Says
he fights.
But you got yourself a muscle. My muscle.
See your muscles. They won't take you anymore. But God has got muscle. He will fight for his children. God knows what he's doing. And God is able.
You shall see in crisis, what he simply does, he gives instructions. And I've noticed always, if you want to succeed with God,
whatever
crisis, learn to follow instructions. But now, but there is this. It's today's world is a silly instruction. Which a man who has found that is a hondo,
you don't need to fight. You must go there
and
still and see the salvation of the Lord. You must read this chapter.
All that Israel did in this battle was to praise and to worship God.
They started worshiping him. They started turning on one another and
kungobayana kutotanga kuulayana.
There was confusion in the camp.
Zikanchaka zongoita Juda na uzodi kwa utotoma hundi ya pira wana mitumbi ya tozara basina fumo raora waka simuza.
They did not use one spear. Zikanchaka
kato zenda mumusasa.
They went into the camp.
Uyu waka fika mabenguru indere silver, ndoda silver.
They got the spoil.
Une ringi ye gold.
This one is gold.
Uyu.
This one is gold.
Mando ye imbi zanga fika ze hondo dino ida. Kwa kwa kuchitora ufumi wakasiwa.
They got that for the spoil.
Norma wakati imamu zo niti kuruwa. Ngarivano rwa hondo zao zeke.
God is going to fight his own battle.
Church ino is your mungu.
This is not anybody's church.
Church ino is your mungu.
This is God's church. If this is God's church, he's going to fight for himself.
You know, Beja, you know,
I will bet my dollars.
This
church is God's church.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I know in your mind you've got big questions, but how?
How are things? What about you?
Can I cure it?
Say, throw away your weapons.
Chinda imlo memolo tite se.
Tuenda
se gamira. Dovo watanga kushumira.
And they started worshiping.
Commander kani gati boshumira.
And the commander
Mari,
says, let's
makanaka.
Worship.
Hallelujah. Mari, makanaka.
They started worshiping.
Mari, maka. Hallelujah. In other words, pavaka tanga. Kusaisa attention yao.
Not giving their attention to the problem.
Mwari waka tanga kwa attract wana.
God begins to be attracted.
Ano da kuba attention.
Because the crisis, they want to take away
your attention. Vision here. Stay in line. Stay in line.
Zvekuna vamwe. The others.
Vanga vakutarisa zvaiita.
They were now looking at what
kutarisa. Vanga vakubuda
muchinhu. They were looking at that and
beyond. In other words, you have to keep focused.
Ramba wakananga.
You have to stay in line and in tune with the word.
Ramba uri mumutsara weshoko ramwari.
So you find in this battle, the moment Israel was following instructions of what God was saying, and they removed their eyes from their enemy, from who was in the battlefront with them, for them.
When they started worshiping and praising, right at that time,
hondo. Dopo wakatanga kutora munondo chimofunga kuti meti dzacho ndidzo dzadzonzwisa watora munondo watanga kubaya ndokugotsa wangari pamberi pano uya kadiya utondibaya uyu watora kuti wakutowata mabara
pamwe
pakaita murarira.
There was a mass
Judah yaona kudareka oh ndoti kana tanga waondoka tioda mass spoils.
When we see, after the battle,
they continue praising, praising God. Dovo watora vakomana tikanzoni yapi zvakabva zvaratidza kuti mudambudziko iroro mindiro yavo yanga iri mudambudziko havaifanirwa kutiza havaifanirwa kuva makotsi vaifanirwa kuramba vakamira ipapo vodaidza mwari wavo mudambudziko wouya musituation yavo kuvamira. It is when you are helpless and you put your entire trust upon God that God is attracted in your situation. Tazaona Daniel munhu nepfungwa dzinoshanda ungateta step 1 kupinda moto.
Step 2
kupinda moto.
The second step of the
gap one time.
And then you'll be engulfed. Asimuda
kuti ndo manga mune minduro.
Vakatoto
pinda tonosangana imo.
Vapinda
imo zvikanziri kuona umwe.
I saw another
wechina.
A fourth man.
Anenge mwana komana wa Mwari.
The son of God.
Amusirimeka.
You are not alone.
Pane umwe wechina.
He is the fourth man.
Deliverance.
There is a fourth person. You will not see it.
God
allows you
to
allow your eyes to see
beyond.
Do you see that?
Gehazi was sheepering.
So by the arm of flesh, you are shivering. Now they
have besieged
the mountains.
Brother,
you will die
of
fear.
They have
besieged the mountain.
One name prophet against steady. Why is that coming? Gehazi vaimba muranda vaitevera ka.
Gehazi was a follower.
Zvikanzi Mwari
God
sunudzai masechikomana.
Open the eyes of the young man.
Because
he's walking in the darkness. But you reveal these things to me. And you show me these things. Like Billy Paul.
Allow him to see.
He's working closely.
He's the one that's... Mwari wanga aga zaza. Benga nenyika. Kwana pasingi. Musatamba na mwari. Musatamba na mwari. Ano kuna kwana mauri uwe. Ano kuna kwana mwana wako. Ano kuna kwana mshashi ino.
In this church.
Ano kuna kwana.
He can fit fungi. In to where you don't expect him to fit in.
Mwari vanu wira shamwa.
God,
Jipe wa amen wenyu. Jipe hallelujah wako.
Yeyo hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Regarde dit que si ajese. Dis wona one or two quotations la kuveringa diva.
One or two quotations and close and skip the other ones for another day.
I want to pick on this. Let me see. Now, problem says.
Problem or not?
In proving his word.
Proving his word.
I remember in school. I learned something. And many of you learned the same lesson. When you have solved a problem, worked it out, you can take the answer and prove it by the problem. Can you say amen? You have a problem? Work out an answer. Now you can prove the answer. By working out a problem. So God is trying to prove a point. It's a problem, yes. But the answer book is there. And God is proving the answer. How many ever did that? All of you course. Then you don't have to worry whether your answer is right or not. The problem's answer has been proved by the problem. Therefore, you know you got the right answer. If every one of you, of yours on your slate or sheet, has proven the problem, proved by the answer proved by the problem, then you got it. No one can say it's wrong. You've got to get it. And if you do your work neatly and correctly and proved, you can sit back and rest with the assurance that you're going to get an A on that. On that sheet of paper that you turn in. Because it's been proven. Proven by the problem. Problems come to prove an answer. I want to skip this. And take on something. Because I want to wind up this. Brother Branham tells us to love one another. Regardless. You don't correct wrong by right. Right by wrong. Wrong by wrong. But for there to be right and wrong, right should be perpetuated. Light should continue to shine. So when darkness comes, you see the difference. It's unfortunate sometimes when we get into crisis, we forget all about what the word says. That's our consolation. I'm picking from Christ is the Mystery of 63.
Christ is the mystery of God.
Paragraph 8. Where Abraham says, love one another. No matter what the devil tries to do. But
it
doesn't say love wrong, but love one another. He explains it fully there. He says, love one another.
above everything, love one another. Don't, no matter what the devil tries to say. Now we are all one great, big, sweet group now. He says now, but it would have been then. Now. But remember my warning. That's your prophet, brother. But Brother Branham gave a warning. He knew those things were coming. So when they come, we have to know where we are standing. He says now, no matter what the devil tries to do now, we are all one great, big, sweet group. But remember my warning. See, Satan won't let that stay that way. Maybe there could be a preacher with the church here. We also address to you, Satan won't let your church stay that way. Storms will come. Things will come. But what's the key? Show the difference. Love one another, he says. Let that stay that way. No. Satan won't let that stay that way.
No.
So do you see what the prophet is giving the blame to? To Satan. He's not giving the blame to a human being. Because a human being is just a vessel. But it's the devil who uses. Just like the Holy Ghost uses. Are we together?
Amen.
The target there is not the human being, but it's the devil. But remember, my warning, Satan won't let that stay that way. No. He will shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make his target, he will bring some critic or a believer in and sit him down. I've gone through it in my own ministry. If somebody can be there, I'm looking out to Shanda, I'm going
to work together.
We are even buddies.
Maybe you're even friends.
But since you are a shooter,
somehow Satan shoots.
Brother,
what's going on? What is happening to the brother? It's the devil.
I don't support what he's doing. And I will not stand with what he's doing. But I will pray for him that the Lord might have mercy. But I don't stand with and condone what he's doing. It's wrong. The right mental attitude towards a divine promise of God will bring up something. Are we together? So he says, you bring some critic or unbeliever and sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you. Under the quietness and things, and then he will shoot that guy with some kind of a poison. He doesn't shoot himself, but the devil shoots.
The one who is shot at doesn't know that he's
poison
been shot.
Happened.
Poison
gets in. Decide you are taken for a ride.
And we won't be taken
Hallelujah!
For a ride.
mazuva okusaziva akadi atisi maroma aingoti mupatsa fatando anoyani nebhaibheri relatin oti here nechilatin vanhu vachingogutsira muherehere vazopedza vakududzira hakutiuzivi zvakaverengwa papi chiratini hauchizivi tine message of the hour tinopindawo tichiona kuti inoti kudini inini unotaura ndinozvipima neshoko
ndinoona
zvakamira sei
go in and look at the word.
He will bring some critical unbeliever down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. And then he will shoot that guy with some kind of a poison.
That's
most likely what to shoot for.
His problem has been shot.
And he will start through the church with it.
I'm trying to manage a church.
Mabona maimbisi rwari tanzimbo.
Have you seen how your song leading?
Murikuona here kuti zvizvi moto wadzika.
Do you even know that the fire? Moto unotungidzwa nomunhu.
Moto unotungidzwa nomunhu. Chitungidza kawadzika waona iwe. Tungidza.
Can ignite a fire.
Tungidza ka.
Now you must ignite the fire.
Munhu kana kuparidza kwacho so hapachina anointing.
Preaching, the anointing is gone.
Tibatsiri iwe munhu zvashunza anointing tiduririwo.
Do you even know? Tauyaona
mabhabha tiduririwo. But he will start through the church.
I don't
know my sister so because no church hacha remekedza so my sister
no don't
respect.
No,
you know
this. We don't
know
this.
Varume hama isati tisiyire utinamate mwari zvakanaka asikoti ze church politics tikuda zvedenga pano.
We want the heavenly thing.
Church politics won't take me to heaven, man.
Church politics has
been but it's the word that will take us there.
Well, no ndiende sakudenga.
Unondi miss 3 hours urukurutsa urukurutsa poison. Yawakashuka handi. Ndinokuna madrives mosha yako. Ndobvapo pamwe tumengu aka poison ngaikapo yakumaziso anchauni zvakanaka. Ndiona madzengere quotation anchaiwonda
va. I don't see the quotation right.
Varo anchariwonda varo waruwa washuka. 3 hours okupomba.
3 hours.
Uzombone zvidzi hanonz I see now I know I see different. What did you see different? And what have you been seeing all along?
Chichanga uchiona pesa.
Ah dai mwari vatibadza varume ama inini zvoti rwadzisa moyo.
Now it breaks my heart. My heart breaks.
Oi wangu unorwadzi, but tiri kuine piko ne message
now. Please, where are we going? Tiri
kuite iko ne message.
What are we doing with this message?
Ngati zashandi sei message. Ngati tende
the message. Use the message. But
let's
believe
the message.
The message
to achieve our own ends.
Ngati zashandi
but let's follow the message to guide us to the end.
Kuti tishitse kumagumo.
We are not here to calculate.
Because
when you
do this, these are precious souls. You don't
buy this by home. One is 10 million worlds, man.
One brother's soul is 10 million worlds. But you're calculating
the figure.
You're calculating the time
around.
Lord, help us.
Lord,
have mercy on us.
Don't lose the vision of Jesus.
Many
friends and dear loved ones, they have lost their way. Sit down and think, Lord, where are we going? Sometimes we don't know where we are going.
Sometimes
it's
dolly house.
If you give us another 10 years, where will we be?
You give us 10 more years.
Think it out, no wonder why your brother Brown is going to be a brother Brown. Chichazo, quit out, climb onto this pulpit.
What will climb right
onto
this pulpit? I do not know.
That's over Pano Chichazo. We are behind the pulpit. Let's contend for that word. Let's contend for that truth. Let's stand right there.
That's me, Ipa.
Hapana chimanje manje pashoko.
Not modernism on the way.
Hapana chizvino zvino pashoko.
No modernism on the way.
Shoko ngarimire seshoko. Richabereka zvibereko zveshoko.
Oyo give us the fruit of the way.
Oyo washutwa. Waenda kuna brother.
Post your brother.
Hey brother, ndinongoona muchina kusave name singanyanya kufara.
Brother, I see your coming.
Unoona pakida.
Kuisa mazvimumuro.
Muringe musinganyanya kufara. Zvino ndiri ndokubvunza kuti ndiana akakuzwa nyanya kufara.
Who told you that I'm not? Kurani
kufama inyo.
You want me to
pamunondiona brother paya ndisingafari ndei chito meditate ndakatodzamirwa
paya
ndanga ndabva kutera tebi ndei ndakatodzamirwa paya kana musingafari ndimi ini ndiri kufara rapture yapa dhuze ndiri kufara brother zvakona kwanzi you shoot through the church was
nokufura muchechi mese ninyaya.
Hello brother, ndimika makadzibata mazuva ndimuri kutonga ka ndima elder ka ndima elder pano pa Israel ndima
elder.
Then he will shoot that guy, possess him. He will start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it.
Then
Matanga kama kumana zvakaro tora. Once, don't you take sides with?
Musambo say dira na nazo izozo.
It's spoken word, dira.
Is it a spoken word?
Na muri kwenye ovu.
You see that?
Don't you take sides with?
Musambo say dira na nazo izozo.
Don't you take Don't you take sides with? Don't you have nothing to do with anything else? You stay right, loving and sweet, and kind to one another. And zvakadaro zvichiti kana ndikutatwana maridzo, muno wesangu akamuchingoponda nongotemana. Satan otopinda pakati peni. Imi konzentrerai neshoko muchiendera mberi.
Continue with the word.
Vaita zvavaitawo ndezvavanosangana nazvo iko. But toendera mberi neshoko, in focusing neshoko ramwari.
Focusing with the word of God.
Let's keep focus. Let's keep straight. Be sure in your heart you are sweet and you are loving. That's how God fights your battle. That's the right mental attitude towards a divine promise of God. Be still and know that I am God. I am Jehovah. I fight your battles. Right mental attitude. You stay loving and sweet and kind to one another.
This is,
pray for that man that he will be saved too. Or that woman. Or whoever who it is. Just pray for them. And stick one with another. You need your sister there. You need your brother. Paragraph 82. Now, do you remember that? The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together. You go from one big sweet group together.
One big sweet group.
So one big sweet group we are under threat. You three deep. You can do part with Ghana, you know. When you just cling that much closer, remain like that. And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come. Will either get out or come in. And be one of you. That's all.
Amen.
That's nice.
Amen. That diminishing.
Barume in the type you can last around spoken word in the no evening.
Language,
you know, good day, good day, good day, good day, good day, good day,
but Lord, help me. It's me. But
if
it's the word, it's the word. Can we hear an amen?
vangani vanoti tinozvitenda. Vangani vanoti tichafamba nazvo. Stay that much closer. Munoziva megaitore basa ramwari hazokutamba na.
The work of the ministry is not something to look down.
Those see him. Do you know this? You are only one single person. You'll be surprised by unogara ipapo uchienda. Next week,
when somebody moves out, somebody will
you
come right.
You cannot hold God's work at siege.
Haukona kubata basa ramwari kuti kana ndisipo harite.
Tinopinda mune zvepolitics zvekutaura kunonzi South Africa kuti vanyitinyiya yavati kwanzi capture, state
capture.
Chete inonzi church capture.
Then we have church capture in here.
Basa ramwari ngarisununge kufamba. Richienda. Quotation ichiverengwa. Bible ichiverengwa. Maelders achikutaurira muchiabheka. Kusvika tasvika rwendo rwedu tapedza. Tozoti rwendo tapedza.
Then we know we are there.
Unogara uchisunga mabreak. Uko kwakaenda wakutambira kusiko. Inini kusiko ndokwandoda kugarutambira kunonyudza ndokwandoda.
I want to stay right in the deep place.
Ani nyanyogona kusinywa zvanga asi bhangu ndinogona.
I'm not one with I'm not a very good swimmer, but I will not see.
Ndotongorwa bhangu chete namakumbo kuti ndinotogona. Iko kunonyudza ndokwandiri. Saka usandi nyuturwa uchindisira mabreak. Iko kunonyudza ndirikuvinga iwe ikoko.
I'm coming for you right
now. Ndauda kuti ndikutovinga iwe.
I'm coming for you.
Kunonyudza ikoko.
Right in the deep places.
And usandichira.
Do not fear for me.
Ndinotoziva pandakasika pakanaka.
I know where I am standing.
Pakanaka.
It's good ground.
Ina ndirimbe nomunhu.
I don't trust in man. Mwari mwari wanga ana mumwe. I trust in Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Andina basa nokumukira vanhu kutaura mburongo usimuka mese. Asi kana ndingozva zvandikutaura kuti ishoko ramwari.
Ndinotaura
some point somewhere.
The word of God.
Mwari achazviratidza.
God is going to manifest and show this word is true.
So why do I need somebody's favor?
We
don't stand here for favors. We stand here neshoko ramwari zvibatsire vana vamwari.
With the word of God to benefit the children of God.
And when he does just cling that much closer together. The one that the devil is using, iyama yako. Anoti vamwari washandiswa. Uchi munamatira maramba
se. Been used as an instrument.
You will either get out or come in and be one of you. Bonzo vanoti tikadaro dzime quotation inoda kuti titi muzvinano zvese hapana quotation yatinosiya tinodzwa kusinunguka kana kandiri musituation iyi haiverengeki.
Ndo
zvakaisa vanhu mubarika
izvizvi
zvokotora maquotation tomonyorora zvinosapota nemapassions namafeelings edu. He says, don't, 83, never clan among or talk and make yourself clannish.
They are looking at one another.
With my two superpowers, America and Russia.
America and Russia.
Russia is lining up. America is lining up. Ready.
For that reason.
Amen. Amen. Don't be clannish. Take yourself as one unit.
Right?
We are one. I couldn't say left hand, I am mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you are not a right hand. He is my left hand. I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Right at with one another. And now, Brother Branham
is speaking now.
You've got the tapes. You've got the tapes. Don't you have the tapes? You've got the tapes. And books. On that. You've got tapes on what we believe. You've got tapes on discipline in the church. Discipline it was there.
somebody
is done this,
how we behave ourselves in the church of God.
Pane
said in code of ethics in notary
code of ethics expected. We
can't
do this haphazardly.
How we got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places.
Don't stay
home. Nayach Arubanayo, Kumsoroko. I smoke you cap, Mularimo Bangama services. Arbutsganayo, don't stay home.
Musa Garagumba.
Choporu Garagumandia no Rukope.
If you are wrong, we still can't
Maguar Shem by the road, forsake not the assembly. See, that day is arriving.
Nokuti mutana wakagara pasi pomuti. An old man sitting under a tree sees better than one of a young man who is sitting on top of a new
car.
Because an old man sees better than them in a eucalyptus tree.
You
sit down with some of these old men. They will tell you, don't play with fire. You run.
These are the tapes.
I don't want this anymore.
I'm happier.
kana chirondo tochinjaguta ndonoona kwatogara.
Ari kutamba nazizvi.
Azvinoda zvongowaiza waiza uchingowaiza waiza. Pasa pasa. Zvinoregedza kunzi pasa pasa. Azvinosvika pazvino. Dai mudzimai wangu mamubvunza kuti chii chatinopfuura nacho. It's not a thing to be desired.
Asi zvinhu zvekunonoda kuita izvi.
That's your pastor. Nofonza nemapipito achikwira. Isu amuenda ari kuramba achidzika.
Kutodaiwo
ndounasi kuti wakomana wazvikudza here. It's such a humbling task to be approached with reverence and fear and respect. Nokutoda kuziva kuda kwaMwari kwakakwana kwakazara.
Full perfect will of God.
Anzana tongoita. Umbo ndikamboendapo ndikadaiso ndikambotamba ndikambopringisha makombo ndikatoze ndikazodaiso ndikatipringisha ngazve. Akumbona chechi yoti haleluya. Vanochizi. Chinoitisa vanhu haleluya handikuparidza kana uchibhuma
sei. Haleluya is not the
kuti uri mweya waMwari uri mavara.
The spirit of God inside a man.
Inoti ndizvozvo.
And the people say amen.
Mudarongo mukomo muchinda achangotendeuka zvadzi nini munotambisa vana nungotsura masangano toparidza pama all night aya gore chitanga chokuti vanhu vese vese vanoda kupupura akandino chance yangu ndapi wabati
akandine
chapupu
iwa
izaonona kudi right listen our Bible to Luke chapter 16 you know God said this for God so loved the world hallelujah and God so loved the world whosoever believeth
then
by green vandokuti zii unozva zvinoita zvinoita chube
yebhasikoro
kana waipomba pane pamwe pari wiki panoita bundu kudaiso wongoti nekanariti pfo memba yaita yaita futi vanhu
ziiuna
zvitere zvivi paakapedza kandakamboona munhu wakapeta mushe 15 years or 20 years ago
came with the
Rebecca that took a Bible kayo
took his Bible
vano gara kumashu
and went and
said that mina yakabana ne yakafunga quotation ya brother Branham
then I thought the brother Branham
have come up
dai anga kwira
the way you went down
nzira yadzikana
oh mwari ngavati badze
Lord help us
dai anga auya mauye namasamadzikira
aya did he come up on the pulpit the way he went down
ndinyaya ngopomba pomba vanhu zvinototorera iye wedenga muchiona varangayo vachimira vachimira ende denga racho rinotomomira
richirekogniza
automatic zviya zvimbo zvimwe zvikomana zviri kushinyira
mukatiuvanotambiswa
vanotambiswa vachaona ndani yangu chechi ita yako toda kuuya ikoko tizidzora manotsi
start your own and will come there. Achaona
iyo inenge iri on fire fire.
My church will be on fire.
Kana moto wacho usina kuzvikuti peace chete.
If the fire doesn't end up burning us.
Fire fire utora ndiyo mweya mutsvene.
What fire fire are you talking about? Is it the Holy Spirit?
Varume zvinhu zvamwari zvinoda kuzvininipisa.
You mean to
tsvaga nyasha.
Look for grace.
Kuti mwari chitibatsira.
God help us now.
Now let me end with this quotation.
And the page initial correct.
You've got tapes. On what we believe. You've got tapes on discipline the church. How we behave ourselves in the church of God. How we got to come here together and sit together in heavenly presence. Don't stay home. If God is in your heart, you can't hardly wait for them church, for them doors to open out yonder. To get in here to fellowship with your brothers. If you don't feel that way. Then I tell you, it's time you got to pray. Because we are in the last days. Where the Bible exhorted or exhorted. Much more as we see that day approaching. To love one another. With Christian love and divine love. To assemble ourselves together in heavenly places. And Christ Jesus. And love one another. This will all make men know you are my disciples when you love one for another. That's right. Stay right together. If the brother you think he is a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me never have the root of bitterness spring up. You see? Having the right mental attitude towards the divine promise of God, you don't side up with his wrong, you don't become a partaker. But you stay sweet.
so that he can fight your battles. Are we together? Because it will affect him. And it will take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acids. Poison acids. That poison acids of malice,
duru,
and jealousy,
godo,
and hatred,
vengo,
that will just take the tabernacle here.
It
will kill the spirit of God,
yeah,
or drive it away from here. It will hurt your pastor. It will do everything. See, don't you do that. I say that again. Don't you do that. It's the tabernacle. Don't you do that. You knew your pastor very well. He was not a man of such. Let's carry on with the legacy. Let's carry on with the legacy. Let's propagate the legacy. He was not a man of wars. He was not a man of battles. That's why this church is the way it is. Come from there, from the east, from the west, from the south, all coming up here, all coming up here, because of the nature that God gave him. He was a father figure. He could be able to sit down with you, talk to you. You are in a rut, lift you up, do something wrong to you, you will not hit back. He will throw his hand around you. Let's propagate the legacy. And you will see this church continue to move on and on and on. That's the foundation of this church. Those are the pillars. At Easter, I was in Malawi. Brother Leslie Mkandawila. He took me after the service. We went to the grave of Kamuzubani. So when we got to his shrine, next to their parliament.
They built a shrine.
The intention was from time to time to raise him by machine, people can see. But that's what I work at. There are pillars four. And those pillars, was it unity? I can't remember the other pillars. Obedience. And two other pillars. Brother, my pillar, that's the foundation of this nation. You know, those they didn't take Malawi by war, but they took it finally.
Then there was a dialogue.
And because the police actually ironed on that time, Mangavari won, Richifamba Zakanak, and he did Zakazungo to Pakazdeo, Mashuri, which is done out on the game. Get Mubukura, sure, not in your eyes, Ramon Gadi. Malawi, if he had continued on the policies of the four pillars of your predecessor.
Legacy.
So we build upon a foundation which is none other of the word. If them that went before us gave us the word, then let's build on that platform. That's why Paul says, let any man who comes after me be careful how he builds on this foundation. I have laid the foundation. Be careful what you build on. It's not of stubble, it's not of sand. It's a solid foundation. That's why when Paul comes, he speaks about the foundation. But when Brother Branham comes with the capstone ministry, he says, I have preached what Paul preached. Because he knew what was in the foundation is what he was bringing. Because you know, you kind of architects, we roof, nima materials, and determine nima kata foundation that is able to carry. So now he's coming to finish. He says, I preach what Paul preached. In other words, I am building upon. I'm finishing what Paul laid in the foundation. So this church should rise up on the same tentacles
of the bona fide word of God, of them that went before you and continue on the legacy of pointing to that word, standing in unity and in oneness and in love.
I read this as I close that judgment. He says, now, that word I read here, he says that, okay, just the buckles on the wall, armor of God, just pull hair, tighten up, move right up close to one another, love one another, you know, talk nice about one another, say nice things about one another, and then God will bless you. I mean, even if you differ in your ideas, Brother Branham says, right, you can talk to your brother. Unless you talk to your brother, you can differ. But you are not a woman kids we could utore fuwa yake.
To take his idea.
You agree to differ. Brother, Mungu na hindi. Still you shake hands as brothers. Right. But still when you meet your brother, let's not take spiritual battles to natural. Let's spiritual be spiritual. And if ever it's spiritual, then God will fight the battle. God will fight it out. It will do everything. He says, see, don't you do that. It's the church. Don't you do that. It's the church. Don't you.
Remember.
But that's why we speak of the faith of our fathers. We are founding fathers. We are people that we can look ahead of us. We have gone before us. Men of faith. Warriors of the cross. Warriors of faith. And we can admire them. See the way they went. Yes, you can want to start your own thing today. But yet there is another book of others. Wakafamba nuntu wakat na machengetera wakaita shock na machengetera wakaita shock. Mukaona pa wakapelela. Dusa kachinzi wakuruweni. Muchitari sama gumo awo. Atiko tari sema tangiro. Chino tari sama gumo awo. Pa wakapelela wanga wakamira ne.
Where were they standing? What were they standing?
Amuga tori o lesson here.
Won't you take a lesson from that?
Because you are, brother, you are a skunk, you are a devil. I don't want to see you, brother. You are winding. So you can pull together. Helping
the children.
The grandchildren. We should never take it on selfish gain or selfish platforms, but let's take it with a combined effort to see the work to go through. Hallelujah! It's the church. It's the church. It's the church.
God loved you.
He
raised you up as a sheep in the city of Harare. That is why they were coming from those other churches coming in. What have they seen? Are you keeping that thing? Are you holding on to it? There is a man that stood. He was holding on to the word. He did not have anything to do with it. Others were discarding and ridiculing. God respected his ministry.
God part of that ministry.
And you were called to become part of the ministry. Then you start destroying
the ministry.
What God had respected.
Madiva room makes some soropa which
you put your heads together and say, Lord, help. You don't want to fight to be founded, folks.
If I had the voice of an archangel,
I'll
speak with that voice. But I'm only a limited man. I cannot say beyond what I've seen. But my heart is breaking. My heart is breaking. Where are we going to? What are we trying to make out of this church? Umfaro Lushafara.
What do you make you identify
because they are a part of that church and you fail to toe the line.
What does
the Chinaman? The church is empty now. So what joy do you derive from there? What do you derive there?
There's people in this church.
Let me tell you, brother, you cannot hold God's church at ransom.
He's got a place. If it's the church of God, it will continue.
We don't hold God at ransom.
God have mercy. Lord, even help me also.
Yes, Lee. Maybe I might not speak again. May God help you.
Your people that have become of age. Do you know?
I'm telling you what I'm telling you. After this part to Roman, what's going on?
God chose the pastor to make him as a way, as a sheaf to be waved. Lord, have mercy. Stand with the word. Stand with your elders. Listen to what they say. And then the Lord will help.
God bless you.